Hey, we're back.
We're back.
I'm going to push the button and switch real quick.
Welcome to the Rebel Alliance briefing room. Please visit our website, https://rabr.kaileojohansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device. I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton and Rick Ross Bosley.
There he is.
It's time to talk Star Wars
with this skeleton guy in the background. Yeah, since we're talking about Star Wars Skeleton Crew Episode 2. So we're going to beg you for some feedback here shortly, and then we're going to talk about the episode. We'll go through the cast and crew, and then we'll talk about the episode in full. And I have a thing here that talks about the planet at Aden also, so we can learn a little bit about that. And something about Republic currency that we learn about in the episode as well. As well as the kids try to buy food. So let's get into the feedback right away. Feedback at kylejohansson.us is our email address. You can get us there. You can go to our website, click on the link that says feedback, and fill out the form, and it comes to us through the email. You can go on our social media at Twitter. At super_duper_pod. We're on Blue Sky at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room. And we have comment sections on YouTube for both our video and audio. So today's show, again, the director this time was John Watts. It wasn't John Watts last time. It was someone else. We have writers of Christopher Ford and John Watts. Again, it aired the same day as the first episode, two episodes in once. But this one was a little bit shorter, 32 minutes long. Of course, the same timeline. Again, I'll remind you, it's 9 after the Battle of Yavin. So after the Death Star. And this episode title was Way, Way Out Past the Barrier. Which we find out is a bluish greenish atmospheric anomaly called the barrier. Passage through the barrier without government authorization is illegal. This planet at ATTIN, so it's two words, at Aten, is known by many of the pirates as a lost planet of eternal treasure. It was orderly, and peaceful, surrounded by a greenish blue atmosphere. The planet is considered legendary and mythical treasure planet to the wider galaxy, and is a fairy tale between pirates during the era of the New Republic. The official currency of the planet is credit ingots from the Old Republic. So Old Republic, New Republic is after the Battle of Yavin. Old Republic is before. There is a credit standard that is established called the Galactic Credit Standard, also known as Galactic Credits or simply just Credits. It's a standard form of currency throughout the Republic and the Galactic Empire. Once it gets converted to the Galactic Empire by Palpatine, the territories of the New Republic Resistance and other non-aligned systems following the Empire's fall have had their own, and credits were considered acceptable currency in most planets, though some planets on the Outer Rim territories, such as Tatooine, some merchants consider them no good, desiring something more real in exchange for their goods, which is a call out to, episode one, where they're trying to sell stuff, and they're like, you'll accept galactic credits, and they're like, your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me.
What to?
Yeah, exactly. They are sometimes referred to as Republic credits or Republic dietaries. During the time of the Galactic Republic and the Clone Wars, Confederate independent systems issued their own Confederacy credits as well. The old Republic currency was discontinued in exchange for Imperial credits during the Age of the Empire, following the Battle of Endor, which is Battle of Endor was Empire Strikes Back. That's where the little Ewoks. Credits were known as New Republic credits, replaced the Empire's galactic credits. The citizens of Milvain use Milvain credits. The credit symbol was usually stamped on all of them. It had a symbol and then the vertical stripes. So it was usually the Empire symbol or something like that and the stripes. So that's a lot about credits and a little bit about the planet surrounded by a barrier. Again, we had the same cast. We had Wendell, which is Tony Adonme. Fern was Ryan Kira Armstrong. We had Wim was Ravi Cabot Convoy. Farah, which is the undersecretary, was Carrie Condon. SM-33, the robot with the mouse, is Nick Frost. KB is Karina Kratter. Jude Law, of course, is the unknown Jedi pirate person, Jode Nawood. Then we've got Neil, which is Robert Timothy Smith. And then we had a bunch of pirates, too, which, they're secondary characters in my mind.
Pirates,
arg. That we celebrated pirates this time. This is going to be a little bit shorter than the last one, so maybe we'll have more time to talk, I guess. But episode 2 picks up where we left off. They're screaming because they're speeding into hyperspace. And they drift into an unknown system, and the hyperspace kicks off. And they're like, whoa, we're not at home anymore. What are we going to do? We're really far away from home.
Kind of like the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
This ain't Kansas anymore.
Exactly. At the ship, the robot wakes up and isn't too pleased to find trespassers aboard. He keeps calling for his captain. Hey, Captain, where you at? Captain, Captain. 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 Do you want me to get these intruders, Captain?
Put them in the airlock.
Fern tells him that his captain is dead, and he doesn't believe her and starts looking again. So Fern tells the droid that she killed his captain, and that makes her his new captain. Oh, and the droid's like, oh, that makes sense. That's logical. I'm a droid, so I follow orders. She says to the robot, she says, show me how to fly my ship. And he dumps a lot of instructions on them. He goes up to the consoles and is like, do this, 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 this. And he's going through it really fast. You push this button, push that button, and boom, it starts up. And then, okay.
And it's really easy.
And they're like, whoa, that's heavy. Wim nearly presses the self-destruct button. And everybody's like, don't touch that. Ever.
Never touch that button.
Fern asks the droid to take them home, but he doesn't recognize the planet Atten, so they hop over to a starport that he thinks is a good place to go and get supplies and stuff, because, oh, their kids are hungry already. It's,
you can get whatever you want.
It's snack time, we gotta have our snacks. So back on the planet Atten, droids are investigating a seismic disturbance. You know, the ground rumbled, and we got to figure out what the heck that was. Did somebody blow something up or what? And they find Wim's father, Wendell, panicking. And he's like, I think I saw a starship and stuff. And the droids are like, you're silly. There's no starships here. And he continues to tell him about the starship and tells him how it got through the barrier and asks him. The droids say, hey, you're going crazy. You're coming with us.
Well, his kid was on it.
Yeah.
He tells them his kid was on it.
And they're like, what? There's no, yeah, you're making up stuff, buddy.
Yeah.
You're crazy human. Okay, back on the ship, Neil tells Wim that he's worried about his parents and how he wants to go home. His parents are probably looking for him and wondering where he's at and stuff. But Wim is too excited about the prospect of being able to go anywhere in the universe. He starts rummaging through the ship just like the Goonies do on that big pirate ship.
Connection with another movie. Because then they find all the cool stuff and he puts on the pirate hat.
Right, exactly.
Finds the compass.
Maybe they'll find that here. Maybe they'll find some of that here in a little bit. I think they did find a little bit of a treasure in the captain's room, right? They found the captain's...
He found a compass and like a spyglass and he puts the hat on or something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to start calling the droid One-Eye Willy now because of the Goonies.
You should.
One-Eye Willy.
Maybe that's what they'll call him eventually. I don't know. So they finally arrive at Port Borga that the droid recommended. And they say, Borga, you'll rest well on a soft bed in a shallow grave. That's what the droid warns him about. He says, you'll either be in a soft bed or a shallow grave. The droid says they'll start repairing the ship and they should go mingle or something like that. We ferryman takes and he takes the kids. It's a little transport that takes the kids to the actual port. City.
Yeah.
And they find out that it's full of drunkards and aliens with blasters and other strange people. And it seems to be very crowded.
There were a lot of ships ported.
Yeah, there was a lot of ships parked along outside of the edge, which I don't know. Maybe this is the only pirate spaceport. It's a lot of pirates.
I don't know.
And immediately, Fern and KB get separated from Wim and Neil, and they meet a woman who appears to run the port's brothel. She's either the port's brothel or she's the host or something outside the front saying, hey, come on in. We need your money in here. Brothel.
The only thing it was missing was the red lights.
Right. She tells them they need to leave because it's not safe for safe place for children.
Children.
She's surprised to see children. However, they tell her that they're from Atten and she's never heard of it. And they're like, what? That's kind of strange. That's where we live. Everybody knows about Atten and where we live. Because, duh, that's where everybody's at. And then we see Neil and Wim sit down at a bar to eat something. They get noodles topped with some bug guts. The chef cuts open a bug or squeezes a bug right on top of their noodles. And that's where we see Neil like, I don't want that. I don't really want. No, no.
Thank
and
you, Pop-ass.
And he does it anyway. he asks, the bartender asks for payment. And he's stunned when Wim hands over a deck, which is a same thing for payment. What do we call those? Diatries, deck diatries. He only hands over a little small gold thing
like a little bar, like a little chip or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like a trinket you put on your collar or something on your boat or something like that. And he says he tries to scam him out of more money. He's like, you obviously don't know what this is worth. So, I forgot to include the other one. So that's twice as much as what I told you originally.
You got the special sauce.
Right. He tries to scam him out of more money, but one of the patrons nearby stops him. And they're like, where did you find the old Republic credits that are in mint condition? They're not, you know, worn or torn up or, you know, dirty or nothing. They're like brand new. And they tell everyone that they're from Aden, and they all laugh at him. That's a mythical place. We don't know what that is. It's just a myth. Nobody knows where it is. However, they say it isn't made up. And the woman, so the girls are talking to the woman again, and the woman tells Fern that it is said to be a lost planet of lots of eternal treasures. Aden's a myth, one person says, but they're held at blaster point, cause they want, you know, their money. Like, give me your coins, buddy. So the kids are held at blaster point as they're trying to escape. And suddenly, the droid arrives. The SM-33 droid arrives, and saves them. Fights off some of the pirates. Shoots a bang bang blast at them. You know, like I said, he fights a bunch of them and he wins. And they make a hasty escape onto the transport thing and get out of there.
Yeah, so hold on, though. We got to go back for a second, because I was going to ask you about this. So the one dude who, like, questions about the credits or whatever, and then, like, knocks the gun out of Fern's hand, the guy that's got, like, those spikes
on horns and stuff, yeah,
or whatever, he's been in something, or one of his, like, species has been in something. Was it Andor? He was, like, a pilot or something, right?
No, it was well, yes, he was. So, remember on The Mandalorian?
That's what it was, Mandalorian.
And the pirates, those couple episodes of the pirates?
Yeah.
He's one of the pirates, and this is during the same timeline, so this could be the same pirate.
Okay, because I'm like, I hadn't recognized his face before, and there's another one of the pirates that was with him that I recognized too, besides this one. But I couldn't, this one I remember just because it was distinct.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. And then the other guy, well, you'll probably talk about it a little bit later, but one of the other pirates has got one of the eyes, kind of like the Geordi kind of things or whatever. But that's, what's his name? Did I do that? Isn't that who that is?
It sounds like it.
Urkel. That's right. What the guy looked like. He looks like grown up Urkel.
It could be. Yeah. I don't remember what that guy's name is.
I don't Urkel either, guy. But he's on there. Well, he was on the original in the first episode too when they boarded. See, that's the thing. Like, this spiky hair guy was with the Brutus and Sylvia in the original episode. So.
Okay. Yep. It seems the whole crew is hanging out there, it seems like.
Yeah. Sidebar, because we see Brutus here in a little bit too, so.
Yes, we do. We do. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, what I really think
that's important that you brought it up, because most of the pirates we see happen to be the pirates we saw at the beginning of episode one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pirates basically that are jumping on that ship. So
exactly.
We see quite a few of them. Usually pirates are, you know, hired by the job anyway, right? You have a regular crew, but you need extras. You need somebody to get killed, right? So you got to hire some extras.
They're like the mercenaries, the paid meat.
Right. Okay. So they hop on the pod back to the ship, and the droid is brought to his knees by an electric charge, and they're confronted by a large group of pirates, the same ones on episode one. with Captain Silvo.
Yep.
The four kids end up being taken into the brig with the droid too, right? I think the droid went with them too, right? It says kids, but
maybe the droid didn't. Was there or not?
Yeah, the droid did because they used the mouse to try to get the key.
Oh yeah, that's right, that's right.
So they're in the brig, and you know, they're like, "What do? We're in jail. Oh my gosh, my parents are gonna be upset. Oh my gosh." Yeah. Neil's the panicky one.
College is ruined now. I've got an arrest record.
Yep, I got an arrest record.
His career path has just been changed.
I can't do my analytical stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So they use the mouse to retrieve the key, but the mouse is clueless and doesn't know what the key is or what they're saying. I'm over here where you told me to do. Now what do? Do I dance? Okay, let's dance around a little bit.
Spin around.
And they get upset and they're like, "Oh, that was our only choice to get the key." And they're arguing about, you know, being behind bars, and suddenly they hear a voice that's in the cage with them that they didn't realize it was there because they're too worried about getting out and stuff. So they like, "Oh," and the voice says, "Fear not. I only want to help you. I can help you get to your ship and find the planet of yours. All I ask is you take me with you. I've been stuck on this scabby rock for far too long." And we see someone coming out of the shadows, and he's got a cape on and you know, a hood over his, so you can't really see his face. He's got the mask thing over it, so you can only see his eyes, basically, right? He's got the gator on.
Well, plus he's hiding in the shadows.
Right. He says they just need the key and they can leave. And then he says something about the distance between us and the key is an illusion. And he tells them, he tells them this, and he starts to use the force, and he's like this, and the key starts coming towards him and ends up in his hands. And Wim is like, "Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. He's a Jedi. He's got the force powers. He's got to be a Jedi." And the man's like, "Shh, don't tell anybody. It's a secret."
Maybe he's not a Jedi. Maybe he's a Sith.
Could be. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know because he doesn't have a lightsaber, at least as far as we know.
Yeah.
And actually, this is where the actual credits roll. So like I said, that was a quick run through. So
because he
has the keys, and yeah, we see his face partially. It still doesn't reveal his entire face, does it?
Yeah, it does. He reveals it's we can tell it's Jude Law,
but it's like still really dark and
yeah. I mean,
it's almost indistinguishable.
But we can tell it's Jude Law as the credits roll. Like he has his hood up. Kind of like this, and he takes it off,
yeah,
and you can tell it's Jude Law, and then as soon as he does it, he's like, "Shh," or something like that, and then the credits roll. So we get to see Jude Law for like 5 seconds.
I'll show you a screenshot of that, if I can get it to share. Here we go.
Yeah, let's see.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it. Well, hold on a minute. Now I see it better with my glasses off. Just kidding.
this is part of it. He was actually, you could actually see him a little bit better, but there's his face where he's going shush.
Yeah. But he actually, I think, has his hood off just a little bit more. Like, right as the credit roll, because you can tell it's Jude Law.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, people who maybe don't know who Jude Law is won't be able to, but those of us that are old and know Jude Law, that's been around forever, know that's Jude Law.
Exactly. Exactly. Stop sharing.
Because it, like, you know, and then it just, like, you see his face, and then it literally just cuts away. So you're like, what the heck, Jude Law? I mean, we're two episodes in and we're just now getting like 2 seconds of Jude Law.
They're definitely doing the cliffhanger thing at the end of each episode.
For sure. That was totally a tease.
Yeah. So let's do the unboxing thing again. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the episode.
Sounds good.
Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings. Look at this one. That's this is a different box. And it's the same thing. It's already it was already in a box, but I took it out and it's in the second box. This is what I was telling you about. It's got a seal on it. It says, do not separate. This is part of a do not separate. It's a set.
So let's that's open fragile. It says fragile.
It does. Somewhere.
On the side.
It says top secret on this side.
Oh, it's top secret. Fragile.
Yeah, and this is a Star Wars one. And this is, yeah, this is a actually a Obi-Wan Kenobi one. So this is young Leia with her little droid in her hand there.
Yeah. That's funny because I actually just saw that one and I almost got that one last weekend when I was up in Maryville.
This one was actually on sale, like deeply discounted when I got it. Yeah. 659 is the number. It says limited edition.
Yeah. I remember that. Summer convention. I saw that sticker. Yeah.
So either that means they made them specifically for during the convention and they've had enough to resell.
Yeah.
Usually it's a limited run, but that doesn't always mean that. Here's the side view. You can see the droid in her hands still. Yep. And she's got an ear too there.
Yep.
Let's go to the back view. And like I said, that's Obi-Wan Kenobi collection stuff there. She's not in the picture there in that section though, which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Huh.
She was a late addition. Maybe that was it. Here's the other side. Sweet. You can see her hair is up in a bun.
Yep.
On top of her head. Not on the sides of her head. That's the thing.
It hasn't grown long enough yet.
And there's another look at the bun. So that's our unboxing. Yay.
Now we have a special
unboxing. Yay. Yeah. So again, this is the young Leia from Obi-Wan Kenobi. And we all know about her. She ends up growing up to be the Leia we see in the original movies.
She becomes the old Leia.
And then she becomes the old Leia in the sequels. And there's my bald head again. Yay! Alright, so that episode, we went through it pretty quickly because there wasn't as much synopsis that I found.
There wasn't really a lot. I mean, you covered the highlights. Like, they get on the ship. They meet the one-eye Willy droid. They go to the spaceport. They get in trouble at the spaceport. They get put in jail, and they meet Jude Law. That was it. That was the episode.
That was pretty much it, exactly. And we get introduced to the pirates and stuff again.
Sure. So, yep.
That's the only other thing really is bringing in the pirates, looking at the pirate thing, and. I don't know. I heard that they were using the volume thing again, you know, that they used in The Mandalorian where it's just a big old screen that they walk through or whatever. But it seemed to me that the port or wherever they were at was pretty small. It wasn't very huge space. I mean, it just could be an illusion, I guess, but it just seemed a little small. There was like a bar and some food and all the pirates were all over the place.
Well, it's just a rest stop, you know. It's like one of the roadside rest stops, you know. I don't know, pit stop area. They probably get fuel and parts, and
they had the driver's little lounge is where they were at.
Yeah. Stop by the brothel and, you know, do whatever.
Get a shower.
You need to do, and yeah, there you go. I wonder if they have little tickets for the shower so that you have to wait. Calling 599.
Shower number 12. Your shower is available.
Brothel
number 4. Number 4, you're ready to enter the brothel.
That's yeah. Funny. We didn't see any stormtroopers, though, so we know that
there was none, was there? Zero stormtroopers.
Maybe there's part of the pirates, too.
Well, it's out of the reach of the... Supposedly, after the Battle of Yavin, so, you know, the stormtroopers are far and few between now, we hope, right?
True.
They're all the ships are falling and being destroyed all over different planets, is what we saw at the Battle of Yavin. When the Death Star blew up, we could see other planets with ships falling and stuff to the ground. I think that's where we also saw that was the last one, the Return of the Jedi, where all the Ewoks and stuff were celebrating and stuff.
Oh yeah.
That's the second Death Star blowing up on Endor.
Yeah.
Which marks the final defeat of the Empire so that the New Republic could start, which is where we're kind of at. Because we're talking about Republic credits, Old Republic credits, and New Republic credits and stuff during this episode, too. They're like, oh, we don't know about these Old Republic stuff. What's going on here? So that could be a thing, too, is these guys are isolated enough on their planet that they haven't upgraded to the new credits.
True.
Could be why they stick out a little bit.
Here's my theory. The barrier is like camouflage in space. Like it's like keeping that planet, you know, hidden from the pirates or hidden from the Empire, or hidden from something.
Yep.
So, you know.
Usually when you think about a gas cloud, you think about danger and stuff. There's lightning and whatever through it.
Yep.
Apparently, there's not much going on if the ship just kind of travels right through it.
Well, that's why it makes me think it's just like camouflage to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only certain people that are allowed or certain groups that are allowed off the planet. Because remember, I said, you know, that was a violation of the barrier or something. You know, because the starship or whatever.
He had to have permission, but how do... I think it's weird that they didn't have anything to stop them.
Yeah.
There's nothing up there going, flying up next to him going, hey, Starship, you need to return back to the planet. Nothing like that.
Stop!
Like we saw that on Mandalorian 2 where he was speeding and one of the cops came up to him and he's like, hey, you're going a little faster. And he's like, well, I got this fast ship. What do you expect?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we can't catch you anyway.
So that's my thought. My other thought is I'm sticking with my original prediction that the Captain Sylvia is Jude Law.
I think that's a pretty good prediction. I think I like that prediction a lot because I think that's probably true. Knowing the kind of crowd that they're going towards, I think that's probably true.
Well, and knowing that he was a Jedi or is a Jedi or whatever, that, you know, that was a perfect, you know, perfect cover to become a pirate, you know.
Yeah.
And he wears a helmet so that nobody would see him. So.
Yeah.
That's just my take. I could be wrong, but.
I like it, though. I think it's a good theory. Here, I'm going to show you another picture. So this is a... Whoops, I clicked it. I didn't mean to click it. It's just a poster for the skeleton crew.
That's cool.
I thought it was kind of cool. It's like one of the old cards you get like in the bubblegum.
Yeah. Well, looks again, like. That's another like E.T. looking kind of whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, that's E.T. from home. Reese's Pieces from home. No, I gotta watch E.T. because it's been a while since I've watched it.
Dang it. It's not letting me steal the picture from the internet.
Oh, really?
Keeps popping stuff up.
That's weird.
I'll get it. There's other ways I'll get it.
You can't stop me.
I have my ways. All right, so that was two episodes, and hopefully we'll have time to watch another one next week. We'll at least watch it, but I don't know about podcasting about it. Because we're both kind of busy next week, but we may skip a week and maybe skip a couple weeks because not long after that is Christmas. So may end up doing two episodes at once again next time we come back.
Yeah, thanks, Boo.
And then two episodes again after that. I think actually this one's got more episodes. I think this has got 10 episodes.
Well, that's what I was getting right out. How many episodes is this? Is this an 8-episode season or 10-episode season, or do we know? Has it actually been released with the number of episodes?
Yeah, we do. I posted it in the chat room a while back, our chat room. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I posted a schedule of the when this stuff was coming out. And I thought it was not inside of an article that you click on, but maybe it is. Nope, I can't find it now.
All right. I don't remember.
But it's like, I think it's like 10 episodes. It might.
Okay.
I'll have to click through one of these links because I posted a bunch of stuff in there and I thought when I posted it was just the schedule. I like that one poster with the skeleton head. You can't see it yet. This one right here, that's my favorite one. Skeleton head. And the crew. It's just like that one we just saw, but it's got the skeleton head in the back. Oh, he left. All right, then. See you next week. Oh, there you are. What Sorry, happened there? Dude.
My tripod's rested on my leg and I bounced it and my finger hit whatever and it got rid of it. I was like, what?
Whoopsie.
No, I can't. I couldn't see the poster.
I didn't. I took it off.
Oh, well, okay.
Let's go back.
I saw the one poster. It's all right. No, I think this is actually, well, this one was a lot better. Like this episode was, see, like that whole moon thing right there, that one back there with the moon, that's totally E.T. Where, like, he's going across the face of the moon, that right there, that's totally E.T. right there.
Yep, and they're riding their bikes, and yep.
Yeah, yeah, like that's almost plagiarism. But wait a minute, Disney's the one that made E.T., right? Oh, that's cool.
That's the one I was talking about.
That's kind of like Goonies right there too. That's like a Goonies
exactly.
One.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's like totally like a Goonies. Boy, they're gonna get sued for plagiarism.
When I post our stuff, those are some of the posters I use.
Yeah, those are cool.
We're going to use. I have to pull them down. I was just looking for that stupid schedule. I did post that for news that Star Wars Visions season 3 is coming in 25. So we'll have Visions. That's the one where they had the short little clips, animated clips.
Like what, 10, 15 minute ones of each one, right?
Yeah, some of them are that short. What's this one? Holocron. That's not it, is it? Nope, that's a video. Well, maybe I didn't post it. I thought I could have swore I did, but It's at least 10 episodes. I'll find it again and put it in our chat, but
dang it.
23 cents. I told you guys about that. It cost me 23 cents to host the website last month, which is more than it's been so far. It's usually like 12 or 18, or they send me a bill for, they send me a bill for 3 cents once. I was like, really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Here it is. I think I found the release dates. Nope. It's not listed there. I hate it when they do that too. You use the link and then you click the link a couple days later and it's gone.
Most of them have been 10 episodes. So unless they're going to, you know, split it up and do like one season, but over like two separate time periods, then it's like 8 and 8. So,
yep, you're right.
So maybe they're going to plan on 10, and then they'll see how it goes. And if they decide they're going to do a second season, they'll do 10 more or something. But we'll see. I saw that Ahsoka is supposed to be coming out too, like at the end of 2025 or early 2026, right?
Yep. They've already, I heard they already had finished main production. They're just doing the editing and stuff.
Well, that's good. And then Andor's coming out next year too, right?
Yep.
Is it early spring? Like April,
May? I don't know. Because when it came out before, it was like middle of summer. It was like August or something.
Yeah.
So they may follow that timeline too. I don't know.
Well, I think they're going to try to get caught up. Like they're pushing it out to try to get going. So
they need to.
So we'll see. Mandalorian and Grogu movie is supposed to be coming out. I saw some poster for that. It's supposed to be like the Mandalorian and Grogu or something.
Yep. I posted one of those in our chat too.
Yeah.
I found the schedule. So it's 8 episodes. You know, the first two we got on the first day on December 2nd.
Yep.
And then it's every weekend or every Tuesday until December 4th. Wait. Well, that's wrong.
So it'll be the must second. Be
January 14th. The 10th. So it's Tuesday. So it's the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, the 31st, January 7th, and January 14th.
Gotcha.
And there's no break for Christmas because one of them comes out on the 24th. So they don't care about the Christmas.
Well, they figure you're already going to be there with family and you can watch it.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that I think Disney gets right is that attitude, but they have the wrong attitude with the streaming because they get all upset the week of, you know, how many people watched it the week of when it's, people don't do that anymore. We've talked about this before. People don't watch stuff like that anymore.
No.
There's some of us like me, I'll do it because I know I got to do a podcast, but a lot of people will do like you do with, you're going to do with Landman. You just wait until it's all done and then watch it all at once.
Spend it all at once. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what pisses me off about Yellowstone. I have to wait until it comes on to watch it. It's like, no, I don't want to watch. That's not, no. If you're putting it on streaming, you put it out there so I can watch it whenever I want to watch it. Like, you know,
right.
If I wanted old school TV, I'd go back to the '80s.
Right. That's what they need to fix. And
so, but I get it because partly it, and I understand it. Like we've talked about before, but like if I live on the East Coast, I've already watched it 3 hours before somebody in Los Angeles has watched it. And if I'm in Los Angeles and I wake up and I start, you know, going through stuff and then I've read stuff and I haven't watched the episode yet. So then I'm pissed because I've been spoiled on what the episode is.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. So, there's a fine line where they've got to decide what, you know, suits the masses.
An awful lot of detail on his forehead. Look at that.
Yeah. That one's kind of just a unique box, though, too, especially since it doesn't have anything else in the series.
Yeah, it's all red, so it...
Yeah, they're usually not black like that either.
No. Usually white, and they've got the black border and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside of it. That's usually the normal thing. Some of them have a white inside there instead of black, but I've never seen one that's all... Well, I take that back. The Darth Vader one I got a couple weeks ago that we showed was all black. Just like this one. Huh.
But it wasn't red, was it?
Yeah, it was. I'm looking at it right now.
It is? Huh, I don't remember that.
The number sequence is not very close either. It's like 100 off. Maybe it's more. It's 200. Is it? I can't see from here. That's weird. I could not be lazy and I could go get it, but I think I'm going to be lazy.
Yeah, that's all right. So maybe that's just because they're like major Sith characters then. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and there was a bunch of them released for Disney's 100-year anniversary.
Mm.
They released a bunch of Disney ones, and they released about five or so. They're due to do with Star Wars, and they have some other shows and stuff that got their own release too. But Star Wars is obviously their money maker.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, I mean, right now they're riding the Star Wars craze.
Yeah, and they should. They may maybe they're getting too saturated with Star Wars, but still, I mean, people are watching them. If they pay attention to the you know, the stats and stuff beyond the release date, you know, that day the numbers are huge. They're high. Watch Star Wars.
And there's how many people are still watching like the first trilogy.
Right. And like, you know, I told you before, part of the reason why we don't have a huge crowd on this podcast is because there's hundreds of Star Wars podcasts out there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all doing the same thing. They're all watching this, and they're all, you know, they're either rewatching that, or they're talking about the comics. You know, they're all doing the same stuff. And
for sure.
It's hard to break out and get popular unless you have the money to advertise, you know, on Amazon or Google or whatever.
Come on, Facebook. Quick Trip. Come on, Quick Trip.
Yeah. Actually, we don't want Quick Trip as a sponsor because Amy would be mad. She doesn't like Quick Trip.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Sorry, Quick Trip.
Because of her work.
But I still take your sponsorship on my personal level.
We'll secretly take it, yeah. Actually, we need an energy drink to sponsor us. That'd be a good one.
That'd be all right. What is that new Rain? Is that the one that Patrick Mahomes is like promoting? Rain? No, is it Rain?
Something like that. It's a different one. It's one that him and Kelsey are doing one, I thought. I saw it in Hy-Vee. What is it?
Well, Kelsey does the accelerator or whatever with I think it's accelerator with his brother, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Oh no, Mahomes is not. It's a coffee. It's not an energy drink. I think it's Rain, REIGHN. I think so.
Nope,
it's like Throne. Rain coffee or something like
Throne.
That.
Throne Sports Coffee.
I was close.
Throne Sports Coffee.
It was royalty.
By Patrick Mahomes. They have mocha, Java, salted caramel, French vanilla, and black.
Because I just got one when I was up in Tarkio this week when I went up there.
Oh, Tarkio.
Stopped at Casey's and got it. I got the salted caramel. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Because I actually had a salted caramel frosty from Wendy's, and I poured a little bit of the coffee in it, and it was really good.
Oh. Yeah, I've been wanting to go to Wendy's and get one of those.
Yeah, the salted caramel frosties, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like 15 out of 10. So.
All right.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Star Wars anymore, so I'll run the outro and we can go back to talking about whatever.
What we're talking about, sponsorship.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, right there.
Yay.
Send us email.
Yada, yada, yada. Blah, 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 blah.
J-O-E-J. U.S. All right. Over there. I should make a graphic of that and put it over on the side.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. Right down there. U.S. Not at all. East. Not. Prohibited. Don't do it.
No, no. Shame.
And Rick Ross Bosley.
Shame.
Rick Ross Bosley, say goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
As we were, as that was playing, we gained another follower on Blue Sky.
Seriously, nice.
Volcrum out followed us on Blue Sky.
Volcrum out, huh?
Yeah, if you remember from, well, you didn't watch the Rebels, but the secret name of Ahsoka was Fulcrum, was the Fulcrum.
Oh, Fulcrum. I thought you said Volcrum.
Oh.
Fulcrum. Yeah. That's right. That's right. I do remember that. Yep.
So, all right. I'm going to quit the recording.